good.
Submit.
All set?
Mm-hmm.
Good. Okay. Okay, a very warm welcome again to everyone. Here we are already at our functional design meeting, and this is what we are going to do. The opening, which we are doing now. And a special note, I'm project manager, but on the meetings I'm also the secretary, which means I will make minutes, as I did of the previous meeting. And I'll also put these as fast as possible in the project folder, so you can see them, review what we have discussed. If I'm right, there are three presentations. I guess each one of you has prepared one.
Mm-hmm.
Good. And we will also take a look at new project requirements, if you haven't heard about them yet. And then, of course, we have to take a decision on the remote control functions. And we have some more time, 40 minutes, but I think we will need it. Well, I don't know who wants to go first with his presentation.
I'm first. Okay. I'm the first.
You can go first. Okay.
Or shall I go first with the users?
Mm-hmm.
I think. No, no, okay.
Is there
everybody already has his
yeah,
presentation?
Yeah,
you can adjust it.
Okay. And one question, your name Danny, is it with a
AEA?
AEA. Okay. Thank you.
I want to explain the working design of the remote control. It's possibly very handy if you want to design one of those. Well, it basically works as I wrote down in this little summary. When you press a button, that's when you do, for example, when you want to turn up the volume, a little connection is made. The rubber button just presses on the
Sorry.
On a little print plate, which makes a connection that gives the chips, which is mounted beneath those that plastic of a rubber button, sends that the connection has been made, and knows what button you press, for example, the volume up or volume down button. The chip makes a Morse code-like signal, which then is signaled to several transistors, which makes which sends the signal to a little LED. You know what a LED is?
Yeah.
Okay, and that makes the infrared light signal, which is sent to the television set, which has a sensor in it to sense the signal of the infrared. That's basically how it works. The findings found searching up some detailed information about the remote controls are that they are very easy to produce. It's possible to make it in mass production because it is as easy as printing a page. Just a fiberglass plate is covered with some coatings and chips. The technology is already available. We don't have to find out how remote controls have to work or how to make some chips that are possible to transmit those signals. I made a little animation about how run controller works.
Animation.
There is something to it.
Yeah, it's a little bug. It's in the smart board.
Okay. Well, subcomponent. I suppose that you understand what subcomponent this is. For in this example, it's the button. When it's pressed down, the switch is switched on. So with the wire is sent to the chip in cooperation with the battery, of course, because to make a signal possible, you have to have some sort of electronic
infrared.
Yes. Okay. After it's being composed by the chip, the signal is transported to the infrared bulb, and from there it signals a Morse code-like signal to the bulb in the television set. I wrote down some personal preferences about the remote control. Of course, this is very handy if the remote control is handheld, so you don't have to wind it up or something, or just it's very light to use it. I personally prefer that it would become available in various colors and easy to use buttons, but I suppose that one of the other team members follow that too. And it is possible for several designs and easy to use buttons. We have soft touch, touch screen buttons, because the rubber buttons are always they can be slightly damaged, so the numbers on the buttons are not possible to read anymore. And as I said before, we can make several designs.
Okay.
Well, that's my contribution to this meeting. And
okay. Thank you.
This
can
meeting.
I go next?
Yep. Please.
My name is Kim Jong, and I looked at the technical functions design of the remote. I did this by looking at examples of other remote controls, of how they look, and information from the web that I found. What I found was that the actual use of the remote control is to send messages to the television set, what you described this thing. And this can be all sorts of messages, turn it on, turn it off, change the channel, just go in the kind of thing, play video text, but also play CD if you use your CD player, the remote control. There are some examples of remote controls. You can see they are very different. The one has got all the functions that you could possibly need in a lot of buttons, etc. And the other is more user friendly, with big buttons, and what all the stuff you can do with it, the essential stuff is there. I guess you could better, you should look at a user-centered approach, because the customers have to use them, and if they don't think it's usable, they don't buy it. A lot of buttons they may think from, I don't need as much as that. Personal preferences is just a simple remote with the basic functions that you can need. Use, but keep in mind the new function of TV, what we discussed earlier, split screen, and is that a function that you should have because all the TVs will have them, or because of only a few might isn't really necessary. And then I would make so that you can use it on more than one appliance. We have one that does with the video. It could also work with the stereo, because play is play and stop. You could reuse the buttons so that you don't have to a lot of buttons for anything. And it should be user friendly, clear buttons and not too much. And that's just my presentation.
Okay, thank you.
Still open.
Thank you.
functional requirements of the remote. That means that functions users want to have on the remote control, or just use protection. The method I prefer is we're going to look which section of the users we are going to focus a lot more. Are the younger people going to buy a remote control or the elderly people? And then that section we're going to focus and adjust the remote more to that section than the whole user section. Some data. Younger people from 16 to 30, 45 years are more interested in few features like LCD screens, speech recognition, etc. And we possess about 2/3 of the market from in that range of age. The elderly people from 45 years to 65 years are not that much interested in features, and we possess less than 2/3, that's 2/5 of the market share in that area. Findings. 50% of the users use a remote often, so we don't have to make it very small, like a mobile phone or something, but somewhat bigger than small, so you don't lose that much anymore. 75% of the users also find it ugly, and 75% of users step a lot, so the buttons should be that small, or shouldn't be that complex, because you have to search for the buttons, which one you're going to use. Important issues about the remote. I think it would be better with personal reference, but remote control has to have a low power usage, because 75% of the users only step one time an hour, so the power usage is also one time an hour, so with a high power usage we would use a lot of batteries. The volume button and the channel buttons are the two most important buttons on the remote control, so those have to be found very easily and have to be somewhat like bigger, etc. It has also be have to find easily when the label is gone. My colleague also announced that the label should be scratched off or could be off the slit. So if that's the problem, we also have to find it easily on the look. Buttons, like our other colleague said, have to be minimalized, or should be covered, or in the LCD screen. The LCD screen is easy because you have the LCD screen, you have the various options, put one option and then you have all the buttons of that option, so the other options will be gone and you don't see the buttons. So LCD screen should be easy, but an LCD screen, the problem with the LCD screen is that elderly people from 45 to 65 years don't use the LCD screen a lot. So we have to keep that in mind, that if you're going to implement the LCD screen, you don't have to make it that hard to learn or to use.
LCD screen as in touchscreen?
Yeah, touchscreen, yeah. The last but not least, younger people are more critical about the features, because they use the remote control often, more often, and are more technical than the older people. And the older people spend more money and easily on the remote control. So we have to keep in mind to focus not a lot, not that much on the younger people, but also somewhat on the elderly people. And on my personal references, I don't have any more time to come at that, but like I said, LCD screen is easily to use because we have can implement a lot of buttons in one remote with not that much buttons. And it should be easy to use, especially the volume buttons, the channel buttons, and the number buttons to set to the channels. And that is it.
Okay, thank you. Well, thank you all. Huh? I don't know, did everyone receive an email with the new project requirements?
No. Yes, I did not.
No.
And then I think it's a good thing that I made a separate slide of them so you can all read them. Oh, I'm into this presentation. Should be in there.
Well, I can tell you them from my laptop. Teletext has become outdated since the popularity of the internet. So that's the first thing I think we should pay less attention to teletext. The remote control should only be used for the television, otherwise the project becomes more complex, which endangers the time to market and of course will make it more costly, I think. Our current customers are within the age group of 40 plus. And the new products should reach a new market with customers that are younger than 40. You talked about it before. And a last point, but also very important, our corporate image should stay recognizable in our products, which means that our corporate color and slogan must be implemented in the new design. So we have to keep that in mind. Well, according to our agenda, it's then time to take a decision on the remote control functions. So who has any idea about what should be on it and what shouldn't?
Well, you said it should only with one appliance, or with one, only the TV?
Yeah, only be used
and
for television.
And video also, or not?
Well, it says only for television.
Oh,
yeah.
All right. Okay.
Makes it a lot easier.
Yeah.
So yeah, then you can, yeah. Requirements. No? Functions.
Mm-hmm.
And it should
yeah.
have on, off?
Yeah.
Standby.
Basic, standby, yeah. Volume, channel, 1 till 2, 0 numbers on
yeah.
it.
And
teletext doesn't have to be.
No.
Well. Other functions.
Yeah,
so
button
I
where you can change from one number to two
numbers.
Yeah.
Two
yeah.
digits.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. The number, the name.
I think it's easy to implement a button with which especially do that, because some TVs, if you press the one and then the two, between 5 seconds, you make 12.
Yeah.
And that's
mm-hmm.
that's
okay.
not relaxed.
Yeah. And there are some models that don't accommodate that function. So the Philips television makes it possible in that indeed to press 1 and then 2 to make to reach channel 12, but
yeah.
All the television makes use of those buttons where you first press that button and then press 2 digits to
yeah, so you
to
should have that one.
Yeah,
our
so.
Main target HR worth 45 plus or?
Well, new products should reach a market with customers that are younger than 40, and now 40. We have
okay,
customers 40 plus.
Because younger people was younger people have 16 to 25 age are 81% interested in LCD screen, from 26 to 35 of 66%, and 36 to 45 of 55%. So I think to because on most remote controls the print plate will be broken in about 2 years. You have to press very hard
mm-hmm.
to go to the next channel. With the LCD screen, it's easier because you only have to wipe the screen to for a fingerprint.
Yeah.
And then you
but
can
I
use
think
it again.
That collides with our mission to make it very cheap, because
yeah,
LCD
okay.
screens are very expensive.
Yeah, but
touchscreen probably even more. So is it possible to make it an LCD screen? How was the information?
Yeah, it only says that this percentage like LCD screen, because, yeah, and it says that younger age between 16 and 45 highly interested features more critical.
So perhaps we should focus on that LCD screen.
Yeah, because our target is 16 to 45.
Yeah, but will
yeah.
we not exceed our
you don't know
production
how much it costs. Yeah, you don't know how much it costs in LCD screens.
Is it possible to find out?
No, I don't have any costs here, I only have percentages.
But if you do an LCD screen, do you have don't you have any buttons? Or because
yeah.
if it only directs at the TV, then you only have, I don't know what you want
no,
to do.
An LCD screen is just like a drawing here. It just displays several buttons.
Yeah.
For example, if you want the minimal use buttons such as channel and volume, it just displays 4 buttons on the screen, and
so
it's possible to press them down, just like the screen.
So you can adjust which buttons you want on that.
Yeah, so you want
make
adjust
it possible
like
to do that.
For example, adjust the audio settings, press audio on the touch screen, and you get the buttons for the audio settings.
Right.
So the other buttons are gone.
Yeah.
So we're going for an LCD screen?
Yeah.
I think it's the most
it's
easy,
my
I think,
and hoping that when we produce a lot, it won't be too expensive.
No.
Yeah. Well, we had 1250, I guess,
yeah.
for
1250.
Production. Yeah, I don't know how expensive.
Any
guesses?
Well, I suppose if the if the young people are interested in LCD screens, we should make them.
Mm-hmm.
And if that is our market share to our goal to deliver those.
But he also said that we should not only focus on the younger people, but also on the older.
Yeah,
and will they use it if it only has an LCD screen?
46 to 45, 32%, and 56 to 65, 12%. But our project requirements are the new products should be reached for new markets with customers that are younger than 40.
But you don't want to alienate the other.
No, they're not now.
But if they also buy, then it's alright.
Yeah, but market share for 40 years and younger is higher than that of 65 and younger.
Alright.
Okay, so LCD it is?
Yes.
Okay.
If it gets too much,
too expensive, then we should be sticking to rubber buttons.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can you? I think that they will send you some information about the cost of LCD screens.
No costs at all.
So if you receive an email about that, can you post it in the?
Yeah.
Or should we post that in our project map folder?
I think we all get the costs of everything.
Because you are the marketing expert.
I'll post it.
We should have a backup plan if we would use, but
okay, but for now it's
LCD.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then you have 75% of users finding it ugly.
The LCD?
Yeah.
Oh,
and
that's 80%
of the users would spend more money with a remote would look fancy.
Oh, that's a bit of a problem.
It all look fancy with
LCD screen.
Yeah, but they don't like it. They think it's ugly when it has an LCD.
Yeah, just the play remotes, not specific LCD remotes.
Oh, alright. I thought you said that.
So
yeah, maybe you can make something fancy out of an LCD remote because it's new,
mm-hmm.
as far as I know.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
of course. And then you have the other thing that 75% sap a lot, but that's not a question with the LCD screen. Only thing you have to do is wipe the screen off once in time to get all the fingerprints off of it.
Okay, what else does our remote need?
A mute button.
Mm-hmm.
The most important things on a remote control are channel selection, volume selection, and power usage, and the teletext, but is not out of the question. Other things
shouldn't you put a button for teletext on for the people who want to use it?
Yeah.
I've got a big remote which you have to fill.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and we could make a separate menu on the LCD.
Teletext.
Yeah.
And also less important things are screen settings, audio settings, and channel settings.
Yeah, they're less important, but I think they should be there.
Yeah, it should be there, but not.
But in a
separate
menu. Or
yeah,
something like that. I think it's also important to make it possible to. How do you call it in English? To not use batteries and use accu batteries to.
Indeed.
So you can mount the remote control to.
We should think of the 1250 we have.
Yeah, but we don't.
I don't know how much
cost.
It's going to.
Okay, because when you get an LCD screen, you run it on batteries.
Yeah.
Batteries will be empty very soon.
Power supply
is
one of
you
the most important things.
Perhaps you should be able to switch the control off if you have an LCD screen that burns all the time.
Yeah.
You shouldn't on and off. That's very extra that you have first to turn the remote on and then you can.
I think it's not that easy. Because I don't think people like it that you have to turn it on first and then use it.
Yeah.
I think it's better when the TV shuts down or the remote shuts down.
But
and
it's
good standby mode when you don't use it. So
automatically.
After 2 minutes.
After 2 minutes.
Yeah. And maybe a low battery indicator?
Yeah.
On the screen?
Sure.
That's before an hour. When it gets empty, and you have plenty of time to recharge it, or put it in a recharger.
So we are going for a recharger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's.
Is it sensible?
Yeah, because when you're watching TV, you're zapping, and you have to put it in a recharger.
Yeah.
I don't
no,
think
when,
you're
when you're done with
yeah, okay, but then we
watching
have to be sure that
you have
the batteries go hours, 6 hours, five,
yeah, sure.
six
but
hours.
You also forget to put it in.
Yeah, then
yeah,
you
yeah,
throw it on the couch and you don't.
But you also forget to buy batteries.
Yeah.
And then you can't use it, so.
Or we have to be sure that the batteries last a couple of days when they're charged.
Yeah.
So I think the battery should work a lot longer than a couple of days.
Yeah, because but you have LCD screen.
Yeah, that's
high power usage.
High power usage, so it should be a standard move to put your remote control in the charger when you're done
yeah.
watching television. It's also a great advantage because you cannot lose it anymore. Because
yeah.
you are obliged to put it in the charger
yeah.
and not to leave it in your couch between some cushions.
Yeah.
Okay.
You made a point there.
But
yeah.
then you also have to have somewhere where you can put the charger near your couch, because otherwise you have to
yeah,
you know, walk
yeah.
a lot when
yeah.
you want to turn on the TV.
Just a small device.
Yeah, I think
in.
Everything
has
to
be
yeah,
like a like telephone charger or something.
Yeah, just the cable or
yeah.
Even a charger where you can mount it on.
Yeah,
something like that. Just
okay.
Right.
Okay. Well,
it's easy to use also.
Yeah.
Voice share, speech recognition.
Functional designs for the elderly, and you could make it possible to enlarge the screen to make it possible to not display a button at 10 points.
I think that should be standard.
Yeah, but it is one of the functions
button.
You have to specify.
Yeah?
Because we can look at perhaps 40 buttons at the screen, but in reality you only look at 2 buttons.
Okay.
And you
yeah.
said something about speech recognition?
Yeah, it says
speech recognition,
yeah.
12.50.
That's also 91%, 60 to 25, 26 to 35 years, 76%, and 36 to 45, 35%.
That's
pretty
good.
It's pretty
good. Then I
even bigger than for LCD.
Yeah.
yeah.
No, well, let's do speech.
Well, let's leave out all the remote controls and just put a microphone on top
yeah.
of the television. To
you
can clap
yeah.
or something.
Turn the volume up.
Yeah.
Hey, that's an idea.
Turn the volume up.
No, you should say the wrong thing.
Yeah, okay. Well, that it has to be the remote control now.
Yeah, the remote.
No.
But they want to talk into the remote
yeah.
control or something?
Why
or
not?
You need to pay more for speech recognition in a remote control. That's
yeah.
the only thing it says.
But do we want to implement that?
I think the LCD screen should be sufficient.
Yeah.
But when you look at the percentages...
Yeah, it says a lot.
Perhaps the option should be...
Of course, even higher.
Why not? Why
yeah,
not?
Well, maybe because of the cost, but... Nobody knows how
Let's
much.
Hope,
no,
to
I think,
some
I think it's better to have LCD screen because in the area of 36 to 45, we have about 30% of the market share in our hands, and 55 of those people want LCD screen and 35 want speaker recognition. So I think it's better to keep it with LCD screen.
But would it be useful to implement both?
Yeah,
one
with the cost
oh yeah.
allow it.
Yeah.
I don't know if it can be done with the cost of 1250.
If it should be done, if it could be done.
Yeah.
We should
do
it.
But how
yeah.
would you like to implement that? That you say volume up and then
mm-hmm.
goes up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certain systems already exist, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Then you also have to have different languages. If you go international, then
true.
It's
true
to do French and
yeah.
Dutch and English.
But that should
be
also
combined with some software.
Should be also with LCD screen. Because I think in Chinese
yeah,
it's different
right.
written, volume is different written than in
yeah.
Swahili
mm-hmm.
or something.
Swahili.
Yeah, you can
Swahili.
Use icons for the
yeah.
speaker and
yeah.
if that's better than language for
yeah.
the, you know.
So what to, yeah, it's
when
international.
It's
yeah.
Okay, what else?
So no speech recognition or?
Well, if it could be done,
yeah,
it should be done.
Yeah,
it could be done. It should be done.
Yeah,
yeah, and then with the different languages.
Yeah, that should be.
That's not so difficult.
Okay, just make
I
a separate remote
use
for each,
several
yeah.
Voice operated systems, and they are all possible to. Well,
Language
think it's
is
difficult.
easy to adjust.
Every language, you have dialects.
Yeah.
I think it's very difficult.
And you have to speak so that you
yeah.
can understand.
I think it can be implemented, but maybe.
You could use that as an option.
Yes,
yeah,
an option, yes.
Money left or something.
50 euro cents.
Let's do speech.
Speech recognition.
Okay, so we only do it when we have enough money left.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I've written down an on or off button, volume selection, channel selection, digits from 1 to 0, huh? Or from 0 to 9. A digit button to switch between 1 and 2 digits, mute button, a separate menu for teletext, a battery indicator, we're going to use a docking station, and probably LCD, and if there's enough money, speech recognition,
mm-hmm.
and the possibility to enlarge buttons or to have large buttons.
Yeah. With the teletext, it wasn't really important.
No.
But you also now have colors. I don't know if we should implement that.
Colors?
Yeah, when you press the red button, you go to page 102, and when you press the. I don't know if we should implement that. Because it says that teletext not really
shortcuts,
important.
Shortcuts.
Yeah, a shortcut.
I
and you can't go
we
to
could we could also implement the audio settings, screen settings, and channel settings, but as sub-menus.
Yeah.
Hmm. Mainly, if you turn the remote control on, you have to see 1 till 0, channel, and volume. And if you want to use teletext, screen, or audio, then you can press it.
Yeah.
It just should be available, but not,
not directly available.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, so not too much teletext support, but in a separate menu. And
so actually, it is there, but
yeah, but
just not really
so
there.
Yeah.
So does it confuse the user?
You have to search.
It
for
have
it.
To be easy to use.
I'll search. if you want to use teletext, you can push the teletext button, and then the options become available.
Yeah, that's
fine. Be sign of it.
Okay, but no more buttons or functions or
no. What else can you do with that?
Are we forgetting something?
I've got two examples here, but I don't think there's anything we're missing.
Play, pause, or something.
Well, we don't have a video on this.
Yes, where is your presentation? You could check the other remote controls.
Yeah,
technical functions?
Here.
Which one is yours?
The technical functions. They're a bit small, you can should stretch them because bing.
Technical functions.
I guess we've got them all.
If I got what you have for me, mute play. Yeah, that's actually what I'm doing. Fully slow. Yeah, the zoom buttons.
Before the TV.
Yeah, wide screen, high screen, different
or
things.
Or that
you
can put them on now.
Yeah, different.
But that should also be a sub then, a sub menu.
Yeah, it should be available, but then it's sub screen settings or something.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we should also implement screen settings.
Yeah, screen settings, audio settings, teletext
right.
settings you have.
Yeah.
Channel settings.
Yeah. So you can probably.
So those four and of course the main.
Yeah. So first you see the main and the other ones you can go
yeah.
to.
Like tap screens or something
yeah.
or I don't know.
I hope you can do this.
There are a lot of options depending on what kind of television you got. Because if you don't get widescreen television, you don't need to
screen
settings.
Then you don't use it.
Yeah, and if the television does not support such operations,
mm-hmm.
you don't have to use it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you leave it alone.
Yeah.
yeah. Or it could be possible to have a standard version of the remote, an expanded version.
And do we want them in different colors or?
Colors.
And the buttons,
yeah.
colors.
Colors, I think the main color of the
remote
control is the color of the LCD screen.
Yeah.
Yeah,
the
device itself. How many percent? 80%.
I think it's ugly.
We'll spend more money if it looks fancy.
Okay, so use a very lot of people.
Perhaps you can make adjustable front, like with its
other adjustable front.
Yeah. You can.
okay.
But I don't think
well. Make it available in different colors.
Sure.
Yeah.
Red, white, blue, black.
Red.
across
and
the
a see through.
She's two versions.
Simpsons versions.
If you press a button, it turns green.
Okay, well.
5 minutes.
Signal for our last final 5 minutes. So I have the things I just read. Then we have separate menus for teletext, screen settings, audio settings. What else?
Channel settings.
Oh yeah, right. You can program that too.
Yeah.
Perhaps you should you throw them on in one file, so options, and then you sub them.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
could
you have
possible.
All those teletext, perhaps teletext, not.
Or like, you have a menu button.
Also a separate menu.
Yeah. Or
yeah,
otherwise, you have a menu button plus menu. Then you have main usage, all the settings.
Yeah.
Okay,
but
we can work that out
yeah.
later,
no
I guess. So. We're having a general menu with the most used functions, data text, screen settings, audio settings, channel settings, and maybe there are options for the remote itself, like large icons or small icons. What else?
I think because we don't have a lot of buttons on one screen.
I
think
do
the
have
buttons,
any buttons.
Yeah, but well like you have your left channel button, volume button, those buttons.
But
yeah,
there's
also
in
the LCD,
yeah.
right?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So we don't have any normal buttons.
No, normal
buttons.
Right. Yeah, maybe only the on and off.
But we don't
but
need
don't
special. We don't need the special options menu for the remote itself.
No.
Okay.
Oh well, you should be able to set which TV you have. If you
yeah,
have
sure. Of course, you need the settings button or settings option for the remote control.
Yeah. But is an idea to use what you said. Normal on and off button for the TV?
No. We discussed that you could charge it, otherwise it jumps to standby mode.
Yeah, but not for the remote, but for the TV. That
yeah, for the TV, of course. That's the. I think that's the best thing is that to implement that one in the menu with volume.
But not as normal button in
no.
the LCD.
Well, maybe there should be a separate button apart from the LCD because you can't turn it on when the LCD is off. So how do you turn the thing on? There has to be a one button
tap
on the remote.
Yeah,
just
tap
it.
Tap the thing. Okay.
Yeah, then it's turn.
And then
turn off.
The television is on also, or just the remote?
No, just remote. The television don't have to be on. That one you can.
Yeah,
press
it should
on.
Be on standby mode.
Yeah, standby. Then press on the remote, press on, and then TV should be available
yeah.
or not.
I don't know whether it's handy to have a normal on button, just
separate.
For TV, so you can turn it on and then you can choose the channel. Otherwise, you.
A normal button
yeah.
on the remote control
yeah.
or a normal
to turn it on. Or you should put it in the LCD screen.
Yeah, because when you touch the LCD screen when it is in standby mode, it should pop on.
Yeah. Yeah.
Why would it be handy to have an on?
Well, I guess if you use the LCD screen, you first search where's the on button and you then turn and then the TV goes on. But if you have a normal on button on the remote, then you do it on and then you search your channel. Which you
yeah, but I think the remote control, if you press tap the screen, it always should jump to the screen which has the volume button, channel button, and of course also the on and off button.
I think it looks a lot more fancy if
yeah,
you use you don't have any buttons on
yeah.
on
yeah.
remote control.
So actually we're going to create a buttonless
yeah.
No, okay, well, that might be a unique selling point.
Mm-hmm.
Remote.
If we can afford
okay, well,
it.
Well, I guess we'll postpone for the discussion to our next meeting because we're running out of time. For now, we're having a lunch break.
Mm.
And then there will be half an hour for the next share of individual work. I will write the minutes if I can. Create them out of this and put them in the project documents folder. And here are the individual actions for the other roles. And of course, specific instructions will be sent to you again by your personal coach, luckily as we are. Okay, well, thank you very much for now. And
lunch.
Have a nice lunch. Huh?
Mm-hmm. Food.
Water.
Should we put this back in our room?
Take it.
Yeah.
Is dat zwaar?
Ja.